For all those that have been injured in the war in Eretz Yisrael, and b'schus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. Shook it up today. Says the Mechaber, Siman Reish Ches Sif Tes Zayin, I believe that's where we are up to, if I'm not mistaken. Shasa Yayin Amayim. So somebody is a very negated halacha. Somebody drinks wine and water. Ein loy levarach al amayim bar nefashas. You don't have to make a bar nefashas on the wine. Shabichas Hayayim Poitartan. Because the bracha of the yayin pata them, kishem shabirchas rishayin yayin pata kol min hamashke, just like the birchas hayayin patted all the liquid that you're going to drink with it. So let me just explain this outside, and we'll see it in the mishavur that explains it. Okay, so let's go. Obviously, Shabbos by the table, you're washing, so you don't have to. You made a bar piyagafen on your kiddush, and your any soda or anything that you're going to drink is anyway taken care of with the hamotzi that you made on the meal. But here's talking about differently. You sat down at a table to drink wine, right? So by kiddush and shul, you made a bar piyagafen to make kiddush and shul, and then you're drinking soda. You do not have to make a bracha on that soda because the bar piyagafen is more chashev and it patters any of the liquid that you're going to drink. Now, obviously, if during the kiddush you decide to eat a piece of herring without a cracker, you have to make a shahakal on the cracker. I'm sorry, shahakal on the herring. Or if you decided to eat something else at the kiddush that is potentially a shahakal, let's say sweetbreads with mushrooms and onions. So then you would have to make a shahakal on that. Here, only patters the liquid. Now, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, there's certain scenarios that it does pater, certain scenarios that it doesn't pater. But just like the Bar Piyagafen paters the shahakal that you have to make on the drink, so too it paters the Bar Nefashis, the Alagefen paters the Bar Nefashis. So let's see the Mishabur inside. We'll explain all this. Umayim. Who didn't call me the Mashkim? It could be any kind of liquid. It could be a beer that you decide to have together after your wine. Ein lo levarach, meru. What is the case that you don't have to make the bracha rishayna and the bracha achrayna? So it gives a couple of cases that it would either kishakav alayayin, meaning that you sat down and you're having a meal with wine and you did a kvius on the wine. So, for example, you made kiddush by kiddush, so your kvius was on the wine. So that would pater the drinks even if it wasn't there during the bracha. So by kiddush and shul, you made the bar priyagafen on the wine, and they didn't bring up the drinks yet from the basement. That's fine because you did a kvias. Your suda was keveya al, not a suda as in washing, but your suda, you're sitting and eating now, was keveya on the wine. Or you don't even without a kvias, the meir shay mashk lefan of shas bracha, that when you made the bar priyagafen, you had the bottle, the cup of water. So you go into a restaurant to sit down to eat, and they have a glass of water, they pour it on the table, and you say, you know what, while I'm waiting for my food, please bring me a glass of wine. You make a bar priyagafen on the wine, and the glass of water was in front of you already, you don't have to make a shahakal on the water. But us, even if you drank one cup of wine. So you didn't do a kvias on the wine. You just decided to go to your refrigerator, take out a bottle of wine, and have a little bit of wine. You decide you want a drop of wine. The drink that you're going to drink afterwards is not there. Then you would have to make the shahakal and you would have to make the bracha achrayna separately. We already did that. Okay, so this is a very negated halacha. You made the bar piyagafen. You don't have to make the shahakal. You don't have to make a bar nefashis. Of course, as I said, if you ate other things that require a bar nefashis, you'll have to make the bar nefashis anyway because of the other things. But let's say, classic example, kiddush. I had the wine, I had a drink, and the only other thing I had was mezainis over there, right? You need mezainis to the kiddush to be makom suda. So you didn't make any other shahakal foods, nothing else that requires a bar nefashis. You would make an alamichya, alagefen together, as we learned. Shabirchas ayam patata. Filim er shaviyah mashkin achas shenimlach v'sir daite mashiyas. What happens if they bought the drink after you already finished drinking your wine? Does bevadei tzarech levarach bracha rishayna. You do have to make a bracha rishayna ala mashkin. The loy adav miyayin gufat. It's no better than the wine itself. Afilahach and tzarech levarach bar nefashos. Rabbis kivin shakava mitchila layayin, since you kavei on the wine, nipple hakal ayayin v'nifter b'chasai. Once you made the agafen and that was your meal, all the drinks that you're going to have during that meal are gepated with the wine, and you don't have to make another bracha. Says the Mechaber Sif Yud Zayin, birchas shalosh, eina peteres ma'en shalosh. So, and we'll see the case, but you, benching, saying the entire benching, does not, Mechaber Paskins, does not pater the ma'en shalosh. So if you were supposed to make a ma'en shalosh and you did birchas amazon, it does not pater it. She'im achel daisa. Let's say you ate some the porridge that we've discussed many times, or any other dish that's a mazonis. You can't be pater with birchas amazon. However, if I drank wine and by mistake, instead of making an alagefen, I benched on it, birchas shloisha patarte. In that case, the benching would pater it. You didn't do the right thing, but it would pater it. Shemberach alayayin birchas amazon, the makam alagefen, if you benched on wine instead of the alagefen, you are yotze. So let's pause over here. We'll continue with the mechaber shortly. Let's pause over here and do the Mishnah Berurah. She'im achol reitz alayim shalei b'toich hasuda. Obviously, we're not talking about during a meal. The ilu b'toich hasuda, during the meal, afilu kaidim b'chis hamazim v'ad v'shalish brachas petar, the partrin, anything I eat during the meal, even if I ate it at the end of the meal, that I was already finished my ikar meal and then I decided to eat it, we know this, that benching, we had this already, benching patas it. Da'i sevu adin shar min etafshil, any shame, chameches min adagin, any cooked dish that's made with chameches min adagin, which is a mezainis, af the chol zehu zayis, zayin yoysa mitamarim. We're going to see shortly, that's where I stopped. The Mechaber is going to say that by tamarim, if you benched, you are yoytza. We'll get into that shortly. So even though I had this whole dish of whatever dish it was that was a mezainis, and it filled me up even more than tamarim, afilahachi, kevin islu yiluyach rina bapas. What is the ultimate thing that chameches meaning dagen can get to? The ultimate thing it can get to is pas. This dish that you ate did not reach its ultimate level. Did not reach pas. Pas nasa ikur mimine dagen. Pas is made from the dagen. Lo shayach birchas shloisha kima pas. The benching can only apply to bread. Bada. The lidon skimu. The ladina, not the lidon. The ladina. Skimu kamacharin shaloi kadasa mechaber. So everything we said till now was the shita of the mechaber. That if I benched on a dish that it was mezainis, even though it filled me up and I'm very satisfied, benching does not work. However, many of the achrayim disagree with the mechaber. El the daisa v'chein kol shimim min adagin. Anything that's made from the chameshes min adagin. B'diavad birchas amazon petartin. B'diavad, if you did do benching, you are potter. The kevin du zayin legriya mitamarim. It's no, since it's satisfied you, it's no different than what we're going to learn shortly about tomorrow. If you decide you ate a Danish in the morning, filled you up, and instead of making an almichya, you went ahead and you benched, the many of the chayim disagree with the mechaber and they hold that you were yotze. Again, not the right way to have done it, but you are yotze. Then the mechaber went and told us that if I benched on wine by mistake, I am yotze. Even if this wine was not drunk during a meal, Gab came with the Yevit Patrick Shabarakal of Birchas Amazon. It patters up the Yevit if I benched on it. But Tam, Mishum de Yayan, Zayan, Vesayed the Saleb. Wine satisfies somebody, satiates a person, and it also is Sayed the Leib, it satisfies the heart. Kamay Lachem, just like bread, Vayan Bir Alachi, breaks down all these cases, pretty much what we discussed. Okay, so let's continue over here in the Mechaba. Behu Adin, in Berachal Tamarim, Birchas Amazon, I went ahead on dates. And I benched b'mkoyim ala eitz instead of doing ala eitz yatsa, I'm yatsa. We'll see the mishabur why. Afilu layam ala birchas hazon. If I only made the first bracha, bein ala yayim, bein ala tamarim, yatsa, you a yatsa. Ve'im niska. Now what happens? I confused. I ate dates. I drank wine, and I start benching. Ve'im niska shaloi chasam birchas hazon. I didn't finish the first bracha. So even though the beginning is a lot more extensive than the first part of the Alamichya, so I went into much more detail than I would normally go into in the Alamichya, still you can jump right into the Alamichya, and you know, and this way you'll have been yaitza l'chadchila instead of doing a b'diavad. Ela tamarim, the tamarim. Why is benching on tamarim okay? The tamarim nami zayin, tamarim satiates a person, ke'em min adagin, just like The chametz mina dargim v'shayich behu b'diavad b'chsamaz, and therefore b'diavad you yaitz b'chsamaz. Mashenkim shapir is other fruit. Afilu m'shivas aminim, even from the shivas aminim. Afilu b'diavad and yaitz b'chsamaz, you're not yaitz b'chsamaz. El b'chsazan. Avakav she'en boi me'en shalish. Even if you, we said that if you just made the first baruch hazan of benching on the wine or on tamarim, you were yaitz. Even though it doesn't include the other parts, the parts of Noidl al Arach and Chalta doesn't include the parts about Yerushalayim. It doesn't include the Tayvim Etiv, Mikol Makayim, Kevin Shekva Goma Hazan as a Koil, since you already finished the first bracha. Shuv and Yachaloy Ma Bracha Sanisaris. You can't say the rest of the bracha. Shloy Niskul Chatkil Al Yayim Tamar, because Lamaisa, it's not the Kanas Hacham. So you stop over there. And even though you didn't necessarily hit all the key notes that you need to hit, you were still Yaitza and you wouldn't go any further. Im Niska, we said, in the middle of the first bracha, you remembered, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Why am I benching? I should be making the alamichyo. You can jump right into it. The proper thing is to do the me'en shalosh me'din. Okay, let's get started over here with Sif Yud Ches, and we'll see. I don't know if we'll finish it today, but let's get started over here. Lo yichlol ala safik shum taisefes bebirchas me'en shalosh alfa pishen emaisa shem malcha. So let's say that I, first the taich, don't add in other components to the me'en shalosh if you have a suffix. So let's, we'll explain it inside, but let's just do it outside for a second. I ate mezainis, right? I don't have to make an al michya. I also ate something that I'm a supik if it's al eitzanat. I don't know if it's from a shivas aminim. So I might think that if that's the case, let me just go simple. Since I'm making al michya anyway, let me just say al michya. But pre-eights, right? So I'm not adding any of Hashem's name. So the Mechaber says, no, don't do that. Perish. We'll see if everyone agrees with this. Perish. And I drank something. I'm suffic if it's alagefen or it's a bar in the fascist rabbis. I don't know. So I have a perfect eight. So I don't have a glass of wine with me, right? So what am I going to do? Now, I don't know. Am I supposed to make a bar in the fascist or I make an alagefen? So you know what I do? I take a cup of soda, or I take a piece of meat, I take a piece of fish. I make a shahakal on the piece of fish, and I eat the fish. Now I'm going to need a bar in the fascius anyway, right? Then what do? I don't have a glass of wine. So what I do is I take an apple. I eat take from the shivas aminim, I take a pomegranate. I eat the pomegranate, I have to make an ala eitz, right? So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to make the ala eitz. In the ala eitz, I'll say val hagefen, val pri hagefen, right? And v'yichlo gam kenima alagefen priyagefen misafik. So I'll satisfy everything. So Mechaber tells us don't do that. You know why? Because you can't solve your suffix by adding things to the bracha, even though you're not adding Hashem's name, but you're adding things to the bracha that is the misafik. Misafik, we don't add things. That's where the Mechaber holds. Okay. So again, we understand the case. I drank a cup of wine that I'm a supik if this particular cup of wine is alagefen or is a bar nefashis. So my solution is going to be, eat a piece of meat, so I have to make a bar nefashis. Eat a pomegranate, so I have to make an ala eitz. The bar nefashis is simple. And the ala eitz, I will now add on the priya gef. Mechaber says, don't do that. Obviously, we're talking about that you don't have wine. Because if I had a cup of wine, then very simple. Eat the piece of meat, so you have to make a bar nefashis. Drink the cup of wine, so you have to make an ala gef. And now you solved all your smekas. The e yeshle ala yachal heitz yatz misafik. You can get yourself out of the safik. The yivarech ala yain ala gefen. V'amin acha bar in the farshas rabbis. V'yatzim v'nashach. And then I will solve everything. But right, so what does he want to do? Right, so likach dava acha, shebechose gamkem en shalish. He wants to take something else that's also me en shalish. V'yichlech gamkem em tzim brachas misafik ala gefen. K'may besif bey, yud beys. We said that if I for sure ate heitz and a gefen, I include them both in one bracha achas me en shalish. V'atam da us. So why does this not work? The shemer bechose bar in the farshas rabbis. Maybe it's inappropriate completely. Now you're messing up your bracha. You're mentioning ala gefen when it shouldn't be mentioned. The bar nefashis problem he's not telling you not to do. Because if you can eat that piece of meat and make a bar nefashis, at least you solve the bar nefashis aspect of it. Mechaber is telling you can't solve the bracha and shalosh. But the bar nefashis problem you could solve. The shema b'chasei bar nefashis rabbis. Mashi yuchal asakan asakan. At a minimum, fix whatever you can fix. But don't go ahead and try to fix things that you can't fix. And potentially you'll be making it worse with that fix. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll finish up the simon tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem.